Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. We enter into a new episode of Neon Jazz with a big name in the local jazz scene. That was talented saxophonist, composer, and arranger Dan Gailey with the 2009 song In a Big Way off his album What Did You Dream, which is his debut CD with his jazz orchestra. Dan is currently in his 22nd year as the director of jazz studies and a professor of music at the University of Kansas, where he directs the Jazz Ensemble 1 and Jazz Combo 1. He also produces the annual KU Jazz Fest, which is now in its 35th year. Dan was the recipient of the 1996 IAJE Gil Evans Fellowship, an annual award which identifies an emerging jazz composer from an international field of candidates. Under his direction, the KU Jazz Studies program has been the recipient of 10 Downbeat Student Music Awards. Dan's compositions can be heard on numerous professional and college big band albums and are published exclusively through UNC Jazz Press. Yet another local cat bringing our area credibility with the talent and churning out new musicians with a quality education. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, bringing music to your speakers. Coming to you from the mecca of quality jazz music and the musicians that make it, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like John Coltrane, Zoot Sims, Milt Jackson, and much, much more. Up next on Neon Jazz is a tune you may just be familiar with due to the Hollywood treatment. This is the song Old Ball Players by James Horner on the 1989 soundtrack Field of Dreams. If you have a chance on a drive through Iowa, stop by Dyersville to see the set. I've done it a time or two before. All that dirt and corn is magical.
Coming home to stay. I just got word that she's on her way. I'm gonna meet her at the station for a grand celebration. Oh, what a wonderful day.
Station man.
Pull the switch and clear the track. Flag the train. Cause my baby's coming back. Don't delay. Have the porter bring a snack. The choo-choo's bringing my baby home. Call the press. Here's the story of the day. You can say. We'll be married right away. Spread the news. Fare thee well to the blue. She promised never no more to roam. Woo-woo. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? The engine's coming round the bend. Woo-woo. There's a reason for the blowing. There's happiness aboard for me, my friend. Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree.
I've been waiting patiently, cause I know she will end this misery. So you see I'm as happy as can be. The choo-choo's bringing my baby home. Round the bend, woo-woo. There's a reason for the blowing. There's happiness aboard for me, my friend. Yes, sirree. I've been waiting patiently, cause I know she will end this misery. So you see, I'm as happy as can be. My baby's coming home.
That was trumpeter and bandleader Calvin Bose with the song Choo Choo's Bringin' My Baby Home off a 1945-52 compilation album. The Texas native is best known for his recordings at the turn of the 1950s. Over the years, he has played with the likes of Illinois Jacquet, Ornette Cobb, and Eddie Vinson. After wartime service, he settled in L.A. and took part in the development of the jump blues style, heavily influenced by Louis Jordan. Throughout his life, Calvin played in jam sessions around L.A. while also developing a career as a social worker and school teacher before his death after a prolonged illness at the age of 53. But he did leave behind some tasty tunes. Up next here on Neon Jazz is sax and flute man Charles Lloyd with the 2010 song Caroline No.
Thank you.
Jazz.
Jazz.
Is.
E.
Neon.
Yeah.
Jazz. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was Kansas City-based saxophonist Michael Schultz with the tune Crassifia Marina. As Michael noted to me, it was done with some cats from Cincinnati, and Crassifia means beautiful in Russian. The pianist on the track, Josh Jessen, gets credit for writing the song. Michael is an impressive musical force in Kansas City and has been making a strong mark in the scene for the last 5 years. He spent his childhood in Hannibal, Missouri, and has hit the ground running upon his arrival in KC, working with acts like the New Jazz Order, the Moon City Big Band, and the KC Jazz Orchestra. He appeared alongside Mr. Bobby Watson on the acclaimed 2010 release, The Gates Barbecue Suite. He's a busy guy, and chances are good you will see him at a variety of local clubs playing his solid music. Up next on Neon Jazz is the duo of trumpeters Art Farmer and Donald Byrd with the 1956 song, The Third.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Just
That was 1975 Grandview High School graduate and Kansas City native on the trumpet and vocals, Mr. Mark the Love Man Pender, with the tune Excessive. Over the years, Mark has played with the likes of Steve Van Zandt and Bruce Springsteen. Since 1993, he has performed with the various bands on the Conan O'Brien's three late-night shows. Currently, on the show Conan, he's a member of the Basic Cable Band. Mark keeps busy leading his own band, the Mark Pender Band, along with gigs and other bands. While in KC, he had the chance to play with the likes of Jay McShann, Joe Turner, Ella Fitzgerald, and Gladys Knight and the Pips to get his chops wet. Several years back, I talked to Mark, who is one of the coolest cats around, and he explained how his friend Steve Van Zandt from Springsteen and the Sopranos fame gave him his nickname, the Love Man.
I was in a hotel room with the headphones on singing along to Marvin Gaye, and he kept on knocking on my door to try to get my attention, and of course I didn't hear him. So that night, those guys, the Jersey rock guys, loved the nickname. So that night, he started calling me the Love Man, and it stuck.
Up next on Neon Jazz is the duo of West Coast jazz sax men Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka on the 1956 song Piccadilly.
Thank you. reminisce with me and think about the bird. Remember everything he did and all the things you heard. Oh, don't it just amaze you and get you down inside? You think of how he had to live and then the way he died. Life was so unkind, 'cause now would have been his time. Speedy bottle ya boo bada loido bo shibu guap. There is a tune that did move me, and there is a tune that really grooved me. Oh yesiree, yesiree, when I heard the bird. He was certainly making history down on 52nd Street. The musicians were scratching their heads and going on. You should have dug them. They were wondering how the yard was getting over us once the passing all the time, steadily swinging. Oh, yes, sir, I'm sure the feet were readily, steadily patting away when he started to play. Charlie Parker, a whole lot of soul. Charlie Parker. Music was like, you could sit around thinking masterpieces, then hit up and write and play them. He was born in Kansas City, and it certainly was a pity that he never made lots of dough. Before it came, it's time to go. But he left a lot of swing in the air. Won't you listen?
Play it, Charlie boy. Go ahead and fill the people's hearts with joy.
I love to listen. Oh, yes, I love to listen to you, Charlie. Did I do? Although I know you're gone, all the memories that you left behind shall linger on. Blow, go ahead and blow, oh blow, yes, blow your blues away. I listen to everything you've ever played. Ballads were your specialty, but on the blues you got so close to me. Hey, you were born to be a master of your horn. Blow, Charlie Parker. Never thought he'd be so awfully close to me until I heard his message and it up and set me free. It made me wanna linger, wanna hang around for better understanding of these different kind of sounds. Back in 42, Bird came to New York and he blew my buddy blue. Come reminisce with me and think about the bird. Remember everything he did and all the things you heard. Oh, don't it just amaze you, get you down inside, to think of how he had to live and then the way he died. Life was so unkind, 'cause now would have been his time. Now was his time.
That was celebrated jazz vocalist and lyricist Eddie Jefferson with the song Now's the Time off a 1993 release called The Jazz Singer. Eddie is credited as an innovator of vocalese, a musical style in which lyrics are set to an instrumental composition or solo. The Pittsburgh native's most notable recordings, So What, combine the lyrics of artist Christopher Hall and the music of Miles Davis to highlight the skills which enabled him to turn a phrase into his vocalese style of jazz. Eddie's life ended when he was shot at Baker's Keyboard Lounge in 1979 at the age of 60. He was shot while walking out of a building by a disgruntled dancer with whom Jefferson once worked and had fired from a gig. The stories that are woven into the jazz world, eh? We're going to get a classic here on Neon Jazz up next. Here's the king of swing clarinetist, Benny Goodman, with the song Oh Gee, Oh Joy, off a 2009 compilation via the Yale University Music Library. Thank you. Again, that was the King of Swing, clarinetist Benny Goodman, with the song OG, Oh Joy, teaming up with Lionel Hampton, Gene Krupa, and the great Teddy Wilson. Taking us out of this special episode of Neon Jazz is LA-based studio trombonist Bob McChesney with the 2000 song Chitlins. And the reason why this show is special is because this is dedicated to the 32-year-old donkey Ebenezer out of Grandview, Missouri. He was a famous Goodwill ambassador, and he passed away recently. His bones finally needed a much-deserved rest, and he left us recently. In honor of my friend and a friend to many people, we're going to play his famous bray one more time. Thanks for joining us and tuning into a show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the voice of the Neon Beat, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo!
Let us know what you think about our little show. We'd appreciate it by contacting us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. Maybe there's something you want to hear. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. On the air. Okay. We enter into a new episode of Neon Jazz.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. Coolio. Hell, evacuate.
Neon Jazz.